Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
May mga ilang kababayan tayo na bago pa lang dumating sa Australia, talaga namang todo ng research. Isa po ba kayo dyan bago dumating dito? Pero may mga ilan naman yung hindi pa masyado maalam. O di kaya naman iba pala yung kanilang na-research tapos na naranasan nila dito. Kaya naman para makatulong po sa mga bagong salta sa Australia, naglunsad po ang grupo ng mga Pinoy sa Northern Territory sa kolaborasyon po sa ilang ahensya ng gobyerno ng isang booklet na pinamagatang Maligayang Pagdating. Ano po ba yung booklet na to at para kanino? Yan po yung ating alamin. Para bigyan tayo ng detalye, kapiling natin ang Pangulo ng Filipino-Australian Association of the Northern Territory, si Emcil Wales. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Emcil.
Good morning.
Ayan,
from Darwin, from the very warm Darwin.
Napakaganda rin naman ang lugar dyan sa Darwin. Pero dyan sa Darwin, madami kayong ginagawa, MC, lalo na sa iyong grupo. At isa dito yung booklet na Maligayang Pagdating. Pwede mo ba kaming kwentuhan kung ano ba tong booklet na to at ano para kanino ba to?
So the booklet was released for the Filipino international students. The inspiration of, is a peak multicultural body sa Central Australia called MISCA. So MISCA is a peak body of all multicultural organizations. I attended one of their meetings last year. Tapos may nakita akong parang welcome to Alice Springs booklet. Tapos sabi ko, ba't walang ganito yung mga Filipino sa NT? Tapos wala kaming ganun. Siyempre, kasalanan din namin kasi dapat kami yung nag-organize. So we're just so lucky that the NT government, through Study NT releases, you can apply for grants every year through Study NT. Tapos isa to sa binudget namin, the booklet na, you know, it's to help the Filipino international students with their transition dito sa Darwin. I mean, the number of our international students is increasing right now. I'm not sure kung ilan na, but there is also a lot of international education providers here in the NT. So I spoke to Study NT about it. So sabi nila meron na silang welcome to Darwin, like a generic welcome to Darwin booklet that they have for the international students in general. Kasi diba, hindi lang naman Filipino international student. Tapos sabi namin, no, some of it is going to be in language. Tapos ilalagay namin yung mga, you know, like mga Filipino-owned businesses, restaurants, medical services, migration agents, lahat ng useful sa kanila. And most importantly, sabi ko, ilalagay namin yung mga extracurricular activities, right? Hobbies, sports. Kasi minsan nakakalimutan natin, oh, kailangan yun ng doktor, kailangan yun ng insurance, kailangan yun ng ganito. But what do they do to help them? Tulungan sila na to feel at home dito is to have yung support na yung mga grupo na fan groups. We have, hindi organized ang fan, but we have other smaller Filipino groups who conduct sports activities like badminton, darts, pool, billiards. Merong yung mga cars, Tamiya ba yun? Tamiya, that's a new one. And then we have the music. So we do have a lot of bands here. Siguro mga, meron na kami mga 10 bands ito. And they're quite a close, tight community family, band family, music family.
Na-mention mo na yung mga ilang bagay na laman noon and also kung para kanino. Nabanggit mo international students, lalo na nga na dumarami yung bilang ng mga international students, lalo yung mga Pinoy, no, dito sa Australia. Ito ba'y para sa international students lang? O dahil di ba marami ding mga migrants na dumarating dito na mga temporary migrants na mga Pinoy, pwede rin ba silang maka-avail yan o usually exclusive lang talaga sa international students?
Because it's funded by Study NT. So Study NT is the body who support international students. Lahat ng international students dito sa NT. Para siyang body din siya ng government. But it's inilagay namin is for Filipino international students. But honestly, the information that the booklet has is for everybody. So what I did, binigay namin ng kopya ang mga Filipino international students who attended the event. And if they want, if people who couldn't attend wants a copy, they can go to different Filipino establishments. So Tindahang Pinoy, for example, Beana, or like a gross mini mart, Filipino mini mart, or a restaurant. We left some copies of the booklet. So Tina from Kasama Cafe, sabi niya sa akin, alam mo may bagong dumating dito galing Brisbane. And then they looked at it and they were wondering if they could have a copy. Sabi ko, yeah, of course. Hindi naman sila student. But you know, it's open for everybody because lahat ng pumupunta dito, doesn't matter kung ano yung visa mo. You know, you experience the same struggle, you experience the same homesickness na kung ano man yung rason mo pagpunta sa Australia, it's the same struggle. We feel the same struggle. So sabi ko, you know, you just give them a copy. And I told her that we're gonna give her more copies to distribute to the people who need it.
Mm-hmm. So parang ito pala yung nasa iba-ibang ano na lugar sa, yun nga, sabi mo, nabanggit mo tindahan o iba pang mga Filipino na establishments dyan sa Darwin or sa Northern Territory. Pero ang tanong, may bayad ba yan?
No, it's for free. So the booklet itself, the Study NT funded the graphic designer and the booklet design and the printing of the booklet. So it's free for everybody. Even the listing is for free. Nag-release kami ng JUT form. Sabi ko, we want the booklet to be as comprehensive as it can be. Kasi of course, I can't remember all the Filipino businesses because luckily, we're so blessed in the territory na marami na din mga Filipino business dito in it. Mechanics, restaurants, you name it. So we did release a JUT form saying, if you want to be in the booklet, you need to fill the JUT form. Now, I know for a fact that a lot of these business owners are busy. So then, dinagdag na lang namin kung sino yung maalala namin. And it's not as comprehensive. Minsan, may pinaisip ako, ay, nakalimutan kong ilagay. But it's there. Most of the important information is there. And the listing is free. But if they wanted a page each, right, with their, providing their own graphics, they paid, this business has paid $150 for them to have one page. But if yung nasa listing, hindi sila nagbayad. And the distribution, if you want a booklet, is free as well.
Mm-hmm. So talagang, yun nga, nabanggit mo, nandun pala lahat. Parang lahat ng pwedeng alamin o dapat ina-anticipate nyo na kung anong kikailanganin. Nabanggit mo yung mga sports o yung mga entertainment din nandyan. At yung mga basic needs, ika nga, katulad ng mga Filipino shops at iba pa. No? Kayo ba, may plano din ba ang grupo na makipag-collaboration sa ibang estado? Kasi alam natin na ang mga international students ay hindi lamang nasa Darwin at marami din sa iba pa pang bahagi ng Australia.
I mean, we're happy to support if anyone, any other Filipino organizations across the country would, you know, are thinking of producing a similar booklet. I'm going to put my hand up to help them develop the booklet and help them put it together for free as part of community service. And I think it's important that we support the international students kasi, I mean, majority sa kanila mga bata pa eh. And the Philippines kasi, you know, our family relationship, masyado tayong close sa family natin. When they come here, they have no one. And more than that, I think it's also important for them to understand the history of Filipino community here in the NT. So part of the booklet, there's actually pages there that explain the brief history of the Filipinos here in the NT, you know, starting from the pearl divers back in the 1800s and different waves of migration. I think for me, for them to be able to contribute positively to the community here in Darwin, they need to understand what used to happen. Ano ba nangyari before? Bakit maraming Filipino dito? So that they appreciate, and I'm sure they do, they appreciate their time here.
Hmm. Tama yun, na-inform sila kung ano ba yung nangyari muna dito, lalo na yung mga nauna sa kanila dyan na mga Pinoy sa Northern Territory. Parang panghuli na lang sa'yo, alam ko na ito nga'y ginagawa ninyo para sa international students at ganoon din sa komunidad. Nabanggit mo yung Filipino community. Ano ba yung kahalagahan, lalo na sa iyo, sa bilang pangulo ng isang grupo dyan ng mga Pinoy? Ano yung kahalagahan na magtulungan yung mga Filipino, lalo na nasa ibang bansa, lalo na dito sa Australia?
I think it goes back to, not even the bayanihan, kasi you know, pag Pilipino ka, We're always taught na it starts at home and then community and the whole country. When they come here, they don't have a home. So we provide that home to these, you know, Filipino international students. And I'm sure all other Filipino organizations across the country believe so. You know, we provide that home for them. And then to make them feel like they are part of our community, kahit 1 week ka lang dito or two months or 20 years, 30 years. But for us to be able, the FAAN's role is for us to be able to bridge yung mga pioneers dito sa NT and the new arrivals, right? Kasi normally they don't mingle eh. May sariling mundo yung mga bagong dating. Meron din sariling mundo yung mga luma na dito. But we, I really believe that we have that crucial responsibility to be that bridge. Kami lang yung Filipino organization dito. So it's, I guess it's easier for us to organize events na that I will allow the people who have been here longer than anyone else to kind of mingle, to mingle with the newcomers, to make them feel welcome and to help them navigate their new journey here in Australia.
Maraming salamat sa pagsama
ngayong
umaga.
You're welcome. Thank you.
At napakinggan natin ang Pangulo ng Filipino-Australian Association of the Northern Territory na si MCIL Wills.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.